And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Mysterious Man in the Shack. Springtime in Cincinnati, Ohio, is one of the most pleasant times of the year, but you know, the weather is very unpredictable. Just the other day, Sparky and I and the mayor were caught in a snowstorm when we went out to fly a kite, of all things. Yes, the weather can be nice and beautiful and spring-like one moment, and just in a matter of minutes, it's changed and it's cold or blustery. Today, as we open the chapter, Sparky and I are in our living room, in our little house, all the way up the next block in Cincinnati.
Oh, boy, Big John, it sure is lonesome around here today.
Well, for once, I have to agree with you. It is lonesome around here with both Mayor Plumfront and Yuki Butcher not being in town.
What do you think we ought to do to keep them just getting bored to death?
I don't know. You got any ideas?
Hey, I know. You want to go back to Wobbledings Woods with me and fly my kite?
Fly a kite? No, thanks. I had enough kite flying the other day. No kite flying for me, buddy.
Well, hey, I know. Do you want to take Bunny for a walk back in Wobbledings Woods? It's a nice day. Want to, Big John?
Take a walk in the woods? Well, now, that sounds like a good idea. First, though, let me take a look at the sky out there. I want to make sure the weather doesn't change like it did the other day.
Oh, it's real nice outside. Just take a look out the window. You can see. See how nice and clear and blue the sky is?
Yeah, say, it is a pretty day. Of course, it was just as pretty as this the other day when we went out to fly your kite. We were out more than a half an hour, and it started to rain, got cold, even snowed. I don't know.
Come on, Big John, it won't rain today. Come on.
Well, I won't take any chances. How's the temperature outside?
I heard the man on the radio say it was 63, I think. That's warm.
Well, okay, I guess it'll stay nice. The other day was just unusual. I'll go get my jacket and my hat and... Listen, by the way, you're not going outside without your cap,
are you? Don't worry. I'll wear my beanie and I'll wear the jacket that all the guys on our team got last year for winning the championship in the Knot Hole Baseball League.
Fine.
Now, can Bunny go along too, Big John?
Sure. Bunny likes to go outside once in a while, too. Go on down to the basement and get him, huh?
Okay, Big John. Okay. Okay, old buddy boy, you're going bye-bye. Come on, buddy. Come on. Stop jumping up on me like that. Come on, let me get up the steps there. Come on. Big John. Hey, Big John, buddy won't let me get up the steps.
Oh, that dog. Bunny, come on up here. Here, Bunny. Come on, we're going to take a walk out Wobbledings Woods.
That did it. There he comes.
Boy, Bunny, there's one thing you like to do. That's take a walk. All right, now stop jumping up and down like that. Get down off me. Stop now. Stop. All right. We're going for a walk. You don't have to beg.
Yeah, now you got to bark it again.
Can't make up his mind. Well, let's go right out this back kitchen door. Come on, here we go, Bunny. Stop jumping out like... Come on. How do you expect me to open the door? Hey, get out of the way there.
I'll open it, Big John.
Hey, this is a beautiful day. You know, it's warmer out here than it is in the house.
Ah, look at him go. Running out into the yard. Yeah, go get him, buddy. After that, buddy. Go get him.
Here, buddy.
Oh, boy, some dog. Come on, Big John, let's go. Bunny's way ahead of us. He's almost over to the woods already.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about Bunny. He'll never get lost in Wobbledings Woods. He knows his way around back here better than I do.
Hey, looky there. There's a real pretty bluebird over there. See that?
Where? Oh, yeah. That's a blue jay. Yeah, pretty, isn't he?
Look at the two squirrels running along by the big walnut tree.
Uh-huh.
One's chasing the other. There goes one of them, right up the trunk of the tree. How do they hold on like that?
They got little claws on their feet. You know, Sparky, I'm glad our house is right next to Wobbledings Woods. That way we have lots of birds and animals in our backyard that we wouldn't ordinarily have, you know.
Yeah, we sure did have lots of animals, all right. Boy, there were squirrels and rabbits in our backyard all year. Uh-huh. Hey, you know that there are raccoons and opossums back in Wobbledings Woods, Big John?
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh, look over there. Look, look. See? A cardinal. A cardinal.
That's a baseball player, Bird. That's a St. Louis Cardinal. Yeah, they sure are pretty, though.
Yeah, they sure are. Oh, looks like I'm going to have to give this bench a coat of white paint here. Get a little
Come on, Big John.
Peely.
Stop looking at garden furniture and let's get back into the woods.
Yeah, all right. Lead the way. And there's Howard Boskin next door walking into his garage. What are you saying there, Howard? Hey, buddy.
Hi, Mr. Boskin. You going for a ride in your sports car today?
Yes. Looks like that's what he's going to do. Oh, he likes that sport car of his. He's shaking his head. Well, come on. Push open a place in the bushes now so we can go through there.
Come on through here, Big John. Bushes are getting bumps on them.
Yeah, it won't be long before they have green leaves all over them, too. Hey, look at all the trees. The bugs look like they're just about ready to pop open.
Yeah. Boy, I can't wait till summer gets here.
I know why you want summer to get here. You can't wait till vacation time.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I like vacation time. Don't you?
Well, yeah, sure, I like it.
Hey, listen, Big John. Now that we're back in the woods and she can't see us anymore, I'm going to tell you something. While we were walking in the backyard through the woods, Mrs. Twohill was peeping out her window at us. I could see her push back her curtains.
Well, Sparky, if Mrs. Twohill finds pleasure peeping out from behind her curtains at people, let her look. That doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, but boy, she always has to know what's going on in the neighborhood. What an old nosy.
Oh, now.
I guess she's wondering why we're coming back here in the woods as if it's any of her business. Probably thinks we're going to dig up a buried treasure or something. Boy, it's a wonder she doesn't follow us.
Now, Sparky, you mustn't talk about Mrs. Trudeau like that. Not just as...
Well, still, it's true.
Well, I know it's true, but you just let her go. She isn't hurting anyone.
Whatever rabbit ears McEaster sees Mrs. Twohill peeping out of the window at us, he waves at her and yells, "Hi, Mrs. Twohill." Well, you can see that old curtain fly back into place and Mrs. Twohill disappears away from the window so fast.
You guys are something. Yeah. Well, there's the fork in the path. Now, let's see, which one do you want to follow? Which way?
We may as well go this way back toward our clubhouse shack. That's the way Bunny went.
Okay.
You know, whenever we come back this way, I think Bunny automatically follows this path because he always thinks we're going back to the shack. He knows.
Well, that's only natural. He knows all you boys are always back here in your clubhouse when you come back in the woods. Say, where... aren't any of the boys back here in the woods today?
No, they're all home doing their homework.
Doing homework? Why aren't you?
I didn't get any. I knew all my lessons real good today, and so I didn't have to do any homework tonight.
Boy, it's the same thing every night. I don't have any homework to do. You must be one of the smartest kids in the class.
Hey, I got a special reason for wanting to come back here to the clubhouse, Big John. I guess I can tell you now.
What?
None of us kids have been back here for a couple of days, and I want to look at it and see if I should bring up at the next club meeting that maybe we ought to make a project of painting it this year.
I see. You're thinking about painting the shack, huh? Where do you figure you're going to get the money to pay for the paint?
I don't know. We'll get it somewhere.
Yeah, from me, I suppose. That's probably why you suggested we take this little stroll. Get a little propaganda
here. No. Of course, now that you bring it up, I mean, it's not a bad idea. Yeah, what about that? Would you like to buy some paint for our clubhouse?
Here comes the soft sell, the old pitch. Well, we'll see. I'll have to take a look at the shack first to make sure that it needs a coat of paint.
Oh, don't worry. It needs it all right. Wait till you see it. Boy, I'm telling you, it's beginning to look like nothing but an old shack.
Is that so?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it... Hey.
What's the matter?
Here's our clubhouse shack, and look at that.
What?
There's smoke coming out of the chimney. There's somebody inside.
Somebody inside? Well, maybe it's one of the club members. Rabbit Ears McEaster, or Charlie Clamberding, Maxie Finster, somebody like that.
Yes, sir, it's not them. I know, because they're all home doing their homework. History, Big John, there's somebody inside our clubhouse shack who has no business being in there.
Do you think perhaps it's the Gas House Street Gorilla Gang? Maybe it's Crunch Hexen Smasher or Roscoe McKeever or Hermie Zickenzacker or one of those guys.
Well, could be. Sure better not be, I'm telling you that right now. Look, let's be real quiet and sneak up on the shack and take a look in through the window.
Okay. Be real quiet. Hey, Sparky, what are you going to do if it is the Gas House Street Gorilla Gang?
Well, if it is, boy, they just better watch out. Shh. Quiet.
All right.
We don't want whoever it is in the shack to hear us.
Okay. So here we are now. Let's peep in the window.
Okay, now careful. So they don't see us.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
Look.
What?
It's a man.
A man? Let's see. By George, it is a man. What's he doing in
there? Yes, sir, a man.
Hey.
A very mysterious man sitting on a box with his back to the window. Now, what's he doing there? Who is he? Where'd he come from? Hey, this is a real mysterious mystery. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And that's the way another adventure started. Who was the mysterious man sitting in the clubhouse shack in Wobbledings Woods, head buried in his hands with a worried look in his face? I've never seen him before, nor has Sparky, but we've got to find out who he is and what he's doing there. So until next time, I guess you'll just have to wonder. That's a wrong guess.